Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 541 slide. Visible translated text is as follows, cross-examination. On Sunday, Mr. Frank, when he was at the house, told us he had been called downtown and that this little girl was murdered, and he told what a horrible crime it was. He did not say who committed it. He said nothing about employing a lawyer. He said nothing about how he slept the night before. I think he told about being at the undertaker's in the afternoon. I did not hear him say anything about his visit to the undertaker's in the morning. He said he had been taken down to the factory in the morning by the detectives. He said he had thought he heard the telephone ringing in his sleep the night before. He said when he saw the corpse, it was a gruesome sight. He said nothing about why he did not stay in the room and look at the corpse longer or more carefully. He said nothing about suspecting Newt Lee as being the guilty party. He said he was sorry he let Gant in the factory Saturday afternoon because he mistrusted him, because he had not been honest. He did not say he thought Newt Lee or Gant had committed the crime. He said nothing about the clock having been improperly punched. I was not in the room the entire time. I had guests, and I was out a good deal of the time. I don't know if he knew the name of Mary Fagan then or not. I think he said she was choked. He didn't say anything about a cord around her neck, but said she had a rope of her petticoat around her neck. He mentioned he had paid her off the Saturday before. I don't know that he mentioned the name of the girl at all at that time. He said he had discharged Gant because he was not honest. I think he said Newt Lee was a good fellow as much as he knew about him. On Monday night over at Seelig's, Mr. Frank was there, and we had conversation on the subject. He spoke of having a detective at the house in the morning, that the detectives thought that he had done it, and how strange it was that they should do so. He didn't say that he suspected anybody. He seemed to be calm as usual that night. He never mentioned suspecting anybody of the crime. On Monday night, he said he had been in the morning by the detectives. That night, he sat on the couch and patted his foot. That was the only indication of nervousness I saw. Mr. Frank did not have Mr. Rosser's raincoat on Saturday. It was in our house all day Saturday and until Monday. It was 12.